Welcome back to ILTA Voices, your home for all things ILTA.
Welcome to ILTA Voices. My name is Dawn Hudgens, and I am the Senior Vice President of Service Delivery for the International Legal Technology Association. And today I have with me Melanie Privost and Julie Montgomery, two of the co-chairs of this year's Catalyst. So ladies, thank you for being with me here today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Dawn.
Absolutely. So let's just jump right in. Tell me a little bit about the overall theme of this year's Women Who Lead event.
I'm really excited by this year's theme, Dawn. I there's so much change in our industry. There's never a time when there's not change happening in our industry, but it just seems that we're really at a heightened place when it comes to near constant change in our industry. And so this year's event, Catalyst, is really focused on women leading change and leading through change as well. And so it's not just change in our industry, but change in our world, change in our daily lives. We're really coming at change from all angles with the content for this event, and I'm very excited about it.
Excellent, excellent. So if you were to look at the entire day's event, Melanie, tell me what your favorite parts are for this year.
My favorite parts always starts with the networking, getting to see people that I haven't seen before. In terms of the favorite events, so I'm actually speaking in two sessions. The first one is generational change, inspiring the next generation of women leaders. I have the blessing of sharing the panel with Justice Tanya Kennedy. And we're going to talk about all of the generational changes that we can help each generation of women leaders grow in their quest to become a leader, not only in technology, but whatever space that you're in your career. Looking at the things that we faced in those generations from the older generation, I'll admit I'm a boomer. Some of the changes that I have seen throughout the years and that I have been challenged with, sharing some of those, but through every generation of leaders, from young professionals who are really just starting their careers, just learning the path that they want to lead, all the way through to young girls who may be interested in STEM and see themselves as future leaders, speaking to them, showing them exactly, the things that we encountered, but also hearing from their point of view. Because what we always understand is that each generation, they have their different challenges, and we not may always speak the same language. We may not always understand, what the challenges are, but when we cross communicate that, there's shared lessons for everyone across all those generations. And so we are looking forward to that. Secondarily, I am speaking in the last session, which is Making Change When Change Is Hard, with my colleague Kelly Cage. We're going to talk about the career paths and the hard decisions that you have to make when you are trying to figure out the trajectory of your career. Both of us in the last year have had major decisions that we had to make, whether to stay where we're currently employed or whether to leave. Kelly is going to speak to, I made the choice to leave. Here are the thought processes that I went through, and here are the ways that I made that decision. I'll be speaking from the point of view of I stayed. Why did I stay? And explaining those decision points will culminate in really offering a workshop where the participants can look at not only the things that they needed to think about, but from your career trajectory, from where you are now to where you want to go, how do you make those decisions? What are some of the considerations that you need to make? What are some of the resources that you may be able to partake in to help make that decision? And how you can set up not only a path, but milestones to make sure that you are successful in that choice. A lot of the people making those decisions, they may not have been introduced to a process where they knew exactly what they wanted to be. They may not know what that looks like. And that's the value of this particular session. You get to not only meet and see women professionals, but you get to see an example, a living example of people that are practicing their craft, and they are successful leaders, and you get to see what the potential that you may have in terms of where you want to go in your career. And I think that's one of the things that I'm so excited about, being able to be that window that people can see what their potential is through living examples who are actually practicing that today.
Wonderful. Thank you, Melanie. I think that's so important when I hear you talk about those two sessions, and I think about the group of women who are going to be in these different rooms. I have the privilege of seeing the guest list this early on, so I can tell who's going to be in there and the conversations that can potentially occur after these sessions happen are going to be amazing. Like there's just so much wisdom that's in that's going to be in these rooms to be able to ask those questions you've always wanted to be able to ask somebody, but you've never had that opportunity. And you can do it just right there, elbow to elbow, as we're having this. Julia, you've been awfully quiet. but let's talk about what you are most excited about participating in, or that you're most excited about hearing while you're at Catalyst.
Yeah, I'm happy to share. First, we have two amazing keynote speakers, both of them powerhouses in their own right. And what I really love about our two keynotes is they really are coming at change from two sides of the coin, right? I mentioned we were looking at change from different facets. So we have Nikki Shaver, who's going to, Nikki's amazing. Anyone who's heard Nikki speak knows she's phenomenal. And she's going to be talking about change from our kind of from our industry perspective, specifically around generative AI. I know everyone's talking about generative AI, but a lot of folks are talking about the technology around it. And the reality is that the arrival of Gen AI is a profound change management challenge for us. And so we'll be talking about Gen AI from that angle. And then we have Dara Nevin, who I think comes at to our agenda from the other side of the coin, which is about the importance of mental health. When you lead change, it is it can be really draining and stressful, and change itself is draining on folks. And so Dara's going to be talking about the importance and value of mental health to fortify us, to move through change ourselves, and to lead others through change. And I think that's really exciting. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention, I'm super excited about a powerhouse panel that we have lined up. We have Mary Abram, who I've known for years, and she's just a force in KM and in legal. And Julia Satoff from Latera, who's just such a great energy and has such thoughtful perspectives. And Renee Holder, who's new to us at ILTA. Renee comes from outside legal, but she actually owns her own business. She's a change management practitioner working with a variety of companies. And so we're going to be talking about the traits. There's some brain science. Anyone who knows me knows I like a little brain science in my mix, about the traits that women have that make them so well suited to lead change, and helping the audience identify those traits in themselves as strengths. So how do you take what you know that you're good at, right? I know I have a knack for this, but how do you apply that to then bring value to your organization by leading change? So some good practical advice, as well as some inspiration from these women.
Excellent. Thank you. You know, as we were prepping for this call, we talked a little bit about the networking and how mm-hmm. we all saw the networking to be so valuable at this event. And I agree completely on that. But Julia, you made one comment regarding how restorative the networking is at this event. Tell me a little bit more about your perspective on that.
Yeah, I there's something about this gathering of women each year, and men who support women in leadership roles. I should mention our doors are open to our male colleagues. We welcome and invite you in. But there's something about this that feels like a place where you can just kind of let your shoulders drop, and you can be open and share with female colleagues in the industry and talk about the challenges you're facing or the weight that you're feeling. And I feel so validated when I attend this event, right? I learn I'm not alone. Other women are facing the same challenges, and being able to hear from them how they're solving for them, or that they haven't solved it either, but we're in the same boat together. I can't tell you how many amazing connections I've made through the Women Who Lead event each year. And we continue to stay in touch over the course of the year, dropping each other notes of support and encouragement and saying, hey, remember when we sat at the same table at this event and we were talking about a shared struggle? I wanted to let you know I've had a breakthrough. And that is just so powerful. It's part of the lifeblood of ILTA, really. It's what we're all about. But I just find this event to be particularly restorative in that way.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that. This event, Catalyst, will be taking place March 21st in multiple locations. We've not done one like this before. So we will be live streaming from New York to locations such as Austin, Dallas, which is where Joy Heath Rush will be joining us, San Francisco, and Houston. So if you're in any of those locations, you can come in and join us. Registration is still open. I think it is closing on the 15th of this month. So pay close attention to that to make sure you get your registration in time so that we can see you at this fantastic event. Ladies, do you have anything else to add?
We're excited. We are looking forward to seeing you and to a phenomenal day of programming and networking and connection.
Absolutely. Connection is the key. And I think this is a premier event to connect with female leaders.
Wonderful. Melanie, Julia, thank you so much for joining me today. I look forward to seeing you at Catalyst March 21st. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dawn.